Hello and welcome to the first hour of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. Keith Parent here with you for the next 2 hours, and it's a pleasure to be with you, and I hope that you'll be having as good a time as I have putting today's show together. In the first hour, we're going to bring you a concert of John Coltrane recorded at the Village Vanguarden. But before we get to that, jazz is one of the only music forms where you can take, well, a song from another music form, redo the arrangement, and it fits rather well. One of those music forms is country western. Now, I know that some of you right now are thinking, what do country western music and jazz have in common? Well, not very much. So, when I heard the other day this interesting arrangement of the San Antonio Rose, a very famous American folk song, I thought that that would be the perfect way to begin today's show. This arrangement, however, is done in a Dixieland style. It's from the album The Dutch Swing College Band, Go Western. Here they are with San Antonio Rose. The Dutch Swing College Band beginning the first hour of Jazz for the Asking with San Antonio Rose. On the first hour of today's show, we're going to bring you a live concert of John Coltrane, recorded at the Village Vanguard in New York City in 1961. It features John Coltrane on soprano and tenor sax, Eric Dolphy on bass clarinet, McCoy Tyner on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Elva Jones on drums. This recording was produced by Bob Thiel and was engineered by Rudy Van Gelder. Bob Thiel and Rudy Van Gelder, even though they are not musicians, also are part of the jazz heritage and jazz history. This recording was made November 2nd, 1961. It features two compositions by John Coltrane, their Spiritual and Chasin' the Tran. It also features a composition by Oscar Hammerstein II called Softly in a Morning Sunrise. John Coltrane, live at the Village Vanguard, here on Jazz for the Asking.
Thank you.
John Coltrane recorded live at the Village Van Garden in New York City, November 2nd, 1961. It featured Coltrane playing soprano and tenor sax, Eric Dolphy on bass clarinet, McCoy Tyner on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Elva Jones on drums. If you wish to download the previous editions of the program, do visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and click on Jazz for the Asking. We're now going to go to organist Jimmy Smith. Now, here's a question. What does the John Coltrane concert that we just played and this next recording we have in common? Well, the album is called The Cat, The Incredible Jimmy Smith. It was released on Verve in 1964. The orchestra is arranged and conducted by Lalo Schifrin. We're going to take a listen to the title track from this album called The Cat. The only clue that I will give you is New Jersey. New Jersey is the only connection that the concert that we took a listen to by John Coltrane and this one have in common. And by the way, the one we took a listen to Coltrane was recorded in New York, not New Jersey, but there is a connection. The top of 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 The Cat, the title track from The Cat, the incredible Jimmy Smith, released in 1964. The question I had before we listened to it was, what does this album and the John Coltrane concert have in common? And the clue was New Jersey. Now, anybody who's familiar with the music form will probably know the answer, but the answer is Rudy Van Gelder. Who is Rudy Van Gelder, you may ask? Rudy Van Gelder is probably one of the most prolific sound engineers for this music form, and his style of recording and making records was very different from a lot of the larger major labels. And quite recently, Blue Note Records asked Rudy Van Gelder to remaster a number of his recordings that he engineered for Blue Note as part of a Rudy Van Gelder series. And we'll be featuring some of those on an upcoming edition of the program. To close off the first hour of Jazz for the Asking, we're going to take a listen to Dick Heyman and his quartet playing the George Gershwin song, Mine.